Happy to be here. I'm Steve Goss, getting ready for the Labor Day holiday weekend. Time again for Mara's Music Mix. Mara Davis in-house. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Labor Day weekend in Atlanta is always crazy between the Decatur Book Fest and
Dragon Con,
and I think there may be some football. I don't know. Let's talk about music instead. Over at the Mammal Gallery, two psychedelic art rock bands are going to be there. So if you like to trip out with some immersive rhythms, here are two bands that I think you'll really like. Oak House and Easter Island are going to be headlining. So if you like Radiohead or Sigur Rós, this is definitely going to be a show for you.
And both these bands are from Athens. Athens-based, and it's, you know, it's this dreamy, like you say, synthetic, almost sounds like a movie soundtrack. Easter Island, anyway, and I think I mean that in a good way. Yes, you're a bright one anyway.
I just want to know how you dance to this kind of music. So go and check it out and see.
I think you sway. I don't think you dance.
All
right.
All right. That's Oak House and Easter Island at the Mammal Gallery tonight. Saturday night, here's an artist who really, really loves his wife. Well, I'll explain. Griffin House is an artist we've talked about. He's a great singer-songwriter. He's doing two acoustic shows. But when I was researching him on his Facebook page, it was like his anniversary and, you know, picture of his wife. And he was breaking, you know, oh, they're 8 years together. And could you get the perfect gift for my wife? I forget what it said, but it, like, I think he was breaking his fans' hearts that are ladies all over. But that is kind of, or making them love him more. Why did I even bring that up?
I'll tell you why you brought it up. I'll tell you exactly why you brought
it up. Because he's adorable.
Yes, he's got blue eyes. That's the reason. It's over by far.
Some things stay the same. Look, you caught me, Steve. That's Griffin House, Saturday night at Eddie's Attic for two shows.
So this next artist is one of my favorites. What an immense talent, Ben Folds. And we talked about him being in Atlanta back in April. He sold out Symphony Hall. Well, he's back, not in Atlanta, but at this relatively new venue up in Sugar Hill.
Yeah, the Bowl at Sugar Hill. And they're billing this concert as Ben Folds and a piano, which may not seem like much, but if you've ever seen Ben Folds before, you know it is a whole lot more than that. It is a great sound, incredible songs and songwriting, comedy. He's hysterical. He talks to the audience and gets the audience involved.
And the Bowl at Sugar Hill is an intimate venue. It's only 1,700 seats. And compare that to the Fred in Peachtree City, which is like 2,500. So you're going to be right there, virtually on top of the stage.
Just get right in there, Steve.
Just right there.
Just right there. That's Ben Folds at the Bowl at Sugar Hill on Saturday night. Caring what you think about me,
I gave up. Tuesday night at Smith's Old Bar, this is an up-and-coming star, a young singer that you've been turned on to.
Yes, Olivia Millerchen, and she's going to be playing Smith's. And she's one of these artists who has won a lot of those contests. She won the John Lennon songwriting contest, and she was part of America's Got Talent. But she's got a little bit of jazz, a little bit of folk. She's super pretty, but her voice is really haunting. And I mean that in a great way. It's like memorable and powerful, and she plays piano, and she's definitely somebody to watch.
Yeah, I think she's just 21 years old. So, and Smith's Old Bar, nice intimate location to see her. And we said this before on certain artists, you want to see her when you can get up close, because I think next time she comes through town, she'll be in a bigger venue.
That's a possibility. And we'll say, we told you so. That's Olivia Millerchen at Smith's Old Bar on Tuesday night. Back to me, back to the shore, changing my